Hello, Ventura. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are, what are we?
We're Real Women in Real Estate.
And we're right here at
KVTA 1590 AM.
All right. So
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. God, it's chilly, huh? Yeah. I have a jacket on and I'm still cold.
It's like winter finally got here.
That's a very light jacket.
I know. I know. You know, I don't have a lot of jackets. I mean, but it's nice.
I've got lots of jackets and I'm so happy to wear them, even though I don't have one on right now. It's in the car.
Pulling out layers.
I know.
I am so happy finally to wear my fall.
I know.
Kind of clothes.
I snuggled. Yeah, I was snuggling.
With layers. I feel stupid. I feel like I'm acting like I'm someone I'm not.
Layers make you feel stupid?
Well, yeah, because I'm not used to it. I don't know what to do, and I wear it like, you know, I don't know. I'm just not used to wearing a lot of layers, but I don't know where. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Liz Selleck.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Deborah Delaney.
And we have Rana Posen. I'm
Rana Posen.
And she is our restaurant critiquer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going on, girls? Busy week?
Well, I've still been watching the Olympics. Have you guys been watching the Olympics?
Every single minute of every single day.
I was, and I did it with one of that hot guy.
The hot guy from France.
Oh my God. I for sure. My shirt didn't fall off. Or maybe it did. Yeah. And I was okay with it.
I didn't see that.
We looked at it.
Yeah. It was not a big deal. They were talking about it on the radio. I think what happened is
her strap broke, I think.
And it was like there was a snapshot of it online, but we watched actually the video.
What are you talking about? Ice dancing.
Couple dancing. Supposedly her. Did you see it?
Of course we were trying to watch her, but we kept watching him. We couldn't get our eyes off of
Janet Jackson. But you know they're so teeny and little. It's like
It just made it made it a little more difficult for her to do what she was doing, which was
oh my gosh, but she was amazing.
She was
doing with him.
Yeah,
she turned around and then her next performance, she did great.
It was amazing. What they do is really astonishing.
So
they make it look so easy,
right?
But oh my gosh, it's so difficult.
All that timing, and they have to have such a connection with each other, and you have to really, really be trusting. It's like one.
Yeah,
blade,
but they do. It's beautiful. It's my favorite. It's always my favorite.
I did it?
You know, it's like you know you. Flip it on and it's like curling flip, you know, and then you know you flip it on again and it's skating, it's like
snowboarding and the skiing stuff, you know, it's like, but that snowboarding, oh my god, Sean White last week, I mean that was
exciting.
So exciting.
Did you see the clip of him watching himself?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
There was a little segment of him watching himself, and he got so emotional watching himself win, it was touching.
It's so sad and weird because he's just, you know, 31 years old, and he's considered like an old guy, you know, and I'm like, oh my goodness, that has to be so difficult. It has to be so difficult. Can you imagine peaking so young, and then, you know, it's like, where do you go from there?
Well, and we've watched him grow up. I mean, he started when he was like 14 years old, and we've been watching him in every single Winter Olympics for years now, it seems.
Kids that were competing against him were all saying like he was their idol, and they were, you know, that's got to be really weird at 31 years old, you know?
Yeah, they were like two when he started.
Like, infants.
I know, and I mean, he's like 31. I was your idol, you know.
It's been a good Olympics. I think
it's been awesome.
Yeah, South Korea's done a beautiful job.
They sure did.
They really did.
So that's been exciting to watch.
It has really been.
Any new real estate, girls?
I have a couple.
You do?
Would you?
Me too.
So I have 11293 Citrus Drive, number 103. It's a townhouse. It's the new ones out off of Wells Road. And they are gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
The new construction?
They were built in 2014. And they are just absolutely gorgeous. No, they're actually off of Citrus. It's over by Snapdragon and all of area. Okay. So Chapel Lane and all of that.
And that's walking distance to the elementary school. Right?
It is. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool is they're about 1,700 square feet. They're a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-story with a 2-car garage. Mm-hmm. And it feels like a single family home when you walk into that place.
How much, Karen?
It's $459,900. Right. Which is very, very reasonable. So
that's kind of across the street from that elementary school that's now called, what do they call it now? That new, it used to be Satakoi, but now it's called
something else. I can't remember.
So it's out there by Satakoi. Other Citrus Glen School District.
No, it's on Citrus Drive. Yeah. So out by Jack in the Box off of Wells Road, right. way back over there. Okay. Yeah. So that's where it is.
They're on Periwinkle too. Those newer. It's a 5-bedroom, 4-bath with a guest house on top. It's 3,500 square feet. Gorgeous, but it's a house. But it's the same. You know.
This is a townhouse.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah, I had a client who bought one of those in the first phase a couple of years ago.
Huge. And how much is yours?
They're gigantic.
$459.99.
And what's the HOA there, Karen?
The HOA is $228. And it is VA and FHA approved.
Excellent.
So
that's great.
Great for VA buyers. I'm all about that, making sure that VA benefits can be used there. And so it will be on the market next week, and I'll be sure to give everybody the information on it.
And I've got a new property that I just put on the market yesterday. In Channel Islands at Mandalay Beach. It's 2 back from the oceanfront. It's a condo, and it is spectacular. It was just completely, totally remodeled in 2016, and 2017 they came in and did additional updating to it.
Oh, my gosh, new.
And it's 2 bedrooms plus a loft that is, you can stand up in it, and it's accessible. They just had this artisan staircase made there. This guy who did everything by hand for the coolest staircase up to the loft. It's all handmade wood, distressed wood with cable railing and stuff.
Like the industrial?
Super cool. It's got a great terrace, and both bedrooms, the master bedroom suite has a great walk-in closet and a beautiful bathroom, and it has its own balcony, and then off the other bedroom is a balcony as well, and that's going to be at 609, which is really...
I look forward to seeing that.
Price. Yeah, yeah. It is subject to them closing escrow on their home of choice. They are in backup on that particular home of choice right now, but it's really great.
And we're seeing a lot of that, a lot of the contingent stuff, but that's pretty normal. But that's why you need good agents, right? Because it's kind of hard to get all those...
You got to get all those moving parts
different things
put
done,
together at the right time. Oh, yeah. Then I also have that we will pre-sell a property coming up in the Schoolhouse Beach. So that's the best 2 lanes in the whole Pierpont.
Absolutely.
We don't have the exact price on that right now. It's probably going to be about $1,550. When it's finished, going to be 3 bedrooms and 3 baths and completely redone by Project Beautify. So it's going to be pretty darn cute.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We always have tons of buyers too. So if anyone's out there thinking they want to sell, even if it's just a lot up on the hillside or whatnot, let us know because we can help. Anytime. And we've got some great sponsors. Let's give a shout out to The Greek, Ventiki, Nothing Bundt Cakes, and Confetti is their special birthday cake this month, I guess.
The flavor of the month is confetti.
Okay. Mm. And we, of course, are sponsored by Century 21 and CSMC, Arbonne, Sarah Barrett Lepore, and all of us crazy girls on the air, right?
And I have just one more real estate to put out there for you. I have a property coming up in the hillside. Their permits are stamped. The permits are coming with the property. They're ready to go. And that property, if you buy it in its current condition, which is not livable, it was not compromised by the fire in any way, shape, or form. Spectacular views. It's at $1,175,000 if you want to buy it like that. Otherwise, we're going to have it finished in 4 to 5 months, and it will be $1,695,000. And you can pre-buy that property as well, because it will. There will be a lot of people. Mm-hmm. There are people already who are interested in that property. So give us a call. Give me a call at 805-856-9315, and I can give you the details on that.
Excellent.
Very cool.
All right, so we have a fun show coming up.
We have a great show coming up. We have Dustin Lyons with us.
She's a realtor.
She's a realtor, but she has a side job, and she's going to be
interesting.
She's going to be talking about luxury porta potties. And so that should be an interesting conversation.
I can't wait to hear about this.
I just have to say it was funny because I kind of branched out to ask on Facebook if anyone had any topics. And when she came back and said she wanted to talk about porta potties, I wanted to say to her, have you been drinking? Like, you know, what are you serious?
No, I know what you really wanted to say.
right, exactly. So that'll be fun, right?
Yes.
Maybe we'll all run from real estate and get into porta potties.
I don't think so.
I may.
And then we have Jessica Flanagan with us, and she is a hospice nurse, and she's going to tell us a little bit about some of the things she's learned as far as VA benefits with having a hospice nurse.
And real estate benefits from taking advantage of hospice care, which is interesting, right?
Mm, right.
She's a veteran, and she's just got a great story. She just became a nurse, and so she's just got a real fun story for us.
Yep, for sure.
You know, thinking about hospice, it's not necessarily, you know, fun topic, but it's interesting, right?
Right. Then we have our own Sarah Barrett Lepore. We have Rana, who's gone to a restaurant to tell us about this week. And so stay tuned.
Did
we'll
I
be
see
right
Ojai
back.
Valley Inn?
Oh, uh-oh.
Brunch, baby.
Brunch. Get ready for an island paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine muraled flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe. The best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. All overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because of the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories: first-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We are real women in real estate, and we are here giggling away at this next topic. And we're right here on KVTA 1590
AM. Why is it so funny to talk about? Think about it. We all do it. Everyone goes to the bathroom every day.
Right? There's always stories about it, though, really.
Why do people laugh about
it? It's scatological humor. It's been around from ancient times. Yeah. Oh, you know, it's just, and boys tend to, you know, like to talk about it more than girls.
That's
I don't know, right?
They're proud of it.
So that's why we're lucky we have a girl who's not afraid to talk about it. We've got Dusty Ryan.
She's actually a real estate agent here in town, and you're with Realty One.
Realty One Group Summit. Yep.
But that's not what she's here to talk about.
You won't believe what it is.
Can we introduce her?
Sure. I know. I'm trying to get there. I'm so, what are you here to talk about?
I'm here to talk about my side hustle.
Okay.
Which has turned into a full-time side hustle, but I still sell real estate full-time. And, you know, I also sell portable restrooms.
You sell them.
But let's introduce
her. I rent
them.
Did
we introduce her?
I rent them.
We already did.
You said her name?
Off the top.
We did.
My name is Dustin Lyons with Realty One Group Summit. Number is 805-403-4766.
There you go.
She's just adorable, which makes it even more funny.
Yeah, you'd think there would be this hulking kind. Yeah, but no, she's petite, gorgeous, you know, the whole nine yards.
So how did you get into this?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. My husband works in the studio industry, and so he is a gang boss on commercials. And so for the last 8 years or so, our portable restrooms have been exclusively rented out on set. So with him comes bathrooms and vans and all of that. So last year, we decided to open it up to the event side and weddings, and it just blew up.
Okay, I have to say something right here.
Yes.
I went to a wedding in another state about a year and a half ago, and it was an outdoor wedding. It was beautiful.
Like they all are. They all are now.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Event weddings are the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go to the bathroom, and I said, where's the bathroom? And they pointed me out in this direction, and it was the most beautiful portable restroom I've ever been to. I walked in. It was incredible. It was beautiful.
Did someone greet you?
I swear,
just
about.
We will have ushers if you want.
I'm not kidding. I've never seen anything like it. I walked in. I looked around. I was like, this is a portable bathroom.
Look at you. You're still talking about
swear.
It.
I swear. It impressed me.
I'll tell you how.
It had music.
I'll tell you about Liz's life.
It had music.
We have music.
I'm thinking, like, aren't they small? Like
We have
both sizes. We have really compact, and that actually tends to be our most popular units that we sell. They're these really compact little nuggets.
Nuggets.
No pun intended. Little nuggets of just awesome. They look like little silver bullets. They're Airstream style, so they really go along with this retro style ranch weddings that you see everywhere.
It's always cool to have a cool porta
potty. It is so cool, and we do have music, like you said. Everything is motion sensored. Everything's touchless, and it comes as a cube, so you do not have to worry about hookups.
Do they flush?
Of course.
So are they flush? Are they?
It's not a hole in the ground like an Andy guy. Yeah. A hole in a bucket.
So they're not like composting toilets.
No,
that's what I was thinking.
No, it's a full size toilet, and everything is touchless, and it comes with all the water that you need for days. So if people have
and a sink,
rentals,
you wash your hands.
You don't have to touch anything. Everything's touchless. And little extra for everybody: when you walk in, motion sensor everything. You walk in, you get a nice little burst of fresh air. So that you don't have to know the business of the person before you.
Oh.
Or the poor bride doesn't have to go use the restroom and then know that everyone else behind her knows her business.
What a great idea.
You get a nice little burst of fresh air.
They should do that in regular bathrooms.
Well, I have an interesting thing to ask you. So what about people who, are doing these tiny houses and things like that? Or if somebody's coming to put, those Mercedes vans or whatever. What if they're coming to put it on, let's say you're coming to put it on your son's property for a visit for a couple of weeks or mm-hmm. something like that. I mean,
do you rent them?
Do you rent them for those two weeks and do you come and service them or what's the story?
Well, if it was a long-term rental such as something like that, then yes, we would come and service them. But if it was a more short-term rental, a wedding, for example, or an event, you don't have to service them. We have enough water for up to 4 days already there in the tank.
So how much does one of these cost?
It depends on the unit you get. We have 2-room units and we have 4-room units.
Four rooms?
Two male, two female.
Oh my god.
The 2-room units are 1 male, 1 female.
In the same?
Yes, in the same cube. So that one usually tends to be our most popular because it's so compact.
You go in the bathroom, let's go.
Yeah.
You go in together?
No. Separate.
No,
separate
no, no.
Units in the same trailer.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. You're trying to picture it.
I'm telling you, until it's hard to picture until you experience it.
Yeah. So you've come a very long way.
So how much do those go for? Yeah, I wish when I was acting, I had my trailer, it was like a dinky
or when
little.
I was reporting and I had nowhere to go to the bathroom, hold it for 17 hours.
Yes.
Well, you kind of picture, the porta potties on the side of the road, for Caltrans workers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what everybody pictures when, or at the fair.
The blue one.
I mean,
yes.
the worst part of going to these kinds of things is like, God forbid you have to go to the bathroom because then you have to go,
right,
something like that.
Well, if I can just also say that a lot of the feedback we've been getting from brides after their event is that most of their guests are hanging out around our bathrooms because we have music coming from our bathrooms and they're like, this is so great over here.
Well, it's so great because they have expensive gowns on and, if you have to go into one of those, God forbid, mm-hmm. kind of
yes.
other things.
Yes.
It's like,
and our bathrooms are clean, okay? So we've been in this business now. I have to say, I never thought I'd ever be in this business. But here we are, and we know the business really well. So we do not have crown molding or baseboards, for example, because that is disgusting. People don't realize
that. Yeah, yeah,
that is disgusting in a portable restroom. So we have a very
sleek restroom.
Yeah. Any restroom. We have a very sleek design that takes care of all of those issues.
So how far in advance does someone need to rent one of these? Do you have like a full list of people on?
We get a lot of interest. So we're booking up pretty quickly, but we can always accommodate. We're very good at that. But if somebody happens to double book, we'll always
So what is the pricing?
Yeah, for renting, like if you wanted to rent one.
So if it's if Liz it's a wedding and there's our two-room unit, which is our most popular unit, it rents for $1,190. And people have no problem
for
with
the day.
For the day.
Okay, yes. $1,190.
And they rent it right away. The four-room is $1,495.
Okay, wow.
Now, everybody gets them. They rent one right away. It's a very reasonable price.
When you have an event like that and you're spending for venue, you're spending for caterers, you're spending for all those kinds of things, that's a no-brainer.
And if it's outside, you're usually saving some money, hopefully. Yeah. And then
Well, my son's getting married at the Santa Barbara Zoo in July, but I think they have the bathrooms
and
there.
And we also do, and we're still getting rented out at events like that have restrooms.
Because you need more
like
than
they
one,
need
yeah.
Extra. Yes,
right.
Yes. Yeah. So usually just one bathroom included is...
It's not, not enough.
So how does this work? Do you drive it out there and deliver it?
We have our drivers. My husband's the, main owner, and he will also deliver it if he's available as well. And then we have our guys who go and deliver
it. So is that on your business card? I'll buy or sell you a house or a porta potty.
Surprise! Yes!
So if you have to be out of a place by like 10 o'clock at night, so you come that same night and pick it up?
Yes, we'll always work those things out with the event coordinator or the bride herself, and she will tell us when we need to drop it and when we need to pick it up, and we're always there.
Great. That's
so
great.
How can people
what a niche.
So poop, there it is.
Poop, there it is.
I'm thinking of making it, I got to use the song somehow. We haven't really used the song too much.
That
but I'm
so cute.
Gotta do it. Poop, there it is our company name. You can find us online at pooptheritis805.com. You should try going to a bank and being serious and, getting
your
poop, there it, yeah,
poop there it is.
There it is, please.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm
That's great.
I want to know what your logo is. I want to know what your logo is.
I know.
It's this fly. We've got wings on the side of our unit. It kind of shows our restroom unit with wings, and we help you go anywhere. Do you get it?
That's cute.
And we help you go anywhere.
That's very cute. Yes.
So Poop There It is the website.
Poop There It is, 805 is the website. Yeah, if you fill out a form on the website, you will be contacted by our sales ninja. His name is Warren Barrett.
Okay.
He will reach out to you, and he's really great. I like to call myself the coordinator of awesome. And then my husband, is the boss hog, and we just kind of – and I'd like to point out one more thing if I can. Mm-hmm. We are not one of those companies that has 500 to 1,500 units. So you see a picture online, and you don't act – that's not the one you're actually getting. Brides should know that the picture that we send you is the actual unit that she'll receive on that day. So we have five units plus our handful of four-room units. So five two-rooms and
for renting, but you also
for
sell
renting.
Them as
We
well?
Do not sell. We only rent them out.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
Now, if someone wanted to really go and see what they're getting, mm-hmm. is there somewhere like some
is
kind of brick and mortar?
We have our yard that we keep all of our units in. It's in Reseda. So if somebody wanted to do something like that, they absolutely could.
Okay.
It hasn't really happened yet.
Okay.
Everybody
well,
just
you
looks
could probably
at the photos.
FaceTime
and
with
we have a video.
Too.
We have a video that we take you through the unit. Mm-hmm. We send that to anybody who's interested. Mm-hmm. So they're able to see the unit that they'll be getting.
I think it would be hilarious to have I just I'm cracking myself up. It's like the bachelor party or the we're going to and you go to your yard
there it
for
is.
The
yeah.
there it is.
You have the facilities.
You
use a poop emoji.
We use the poop emoji we probably keep that thing going on our own.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You're the reason
we're
for
the
it.
Reason
I've always
so
wondered what the heck how'd that come out?
It's us.
All right.
Cool. Take credit for it.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much. It's actually been a pretty fascinating discussion.
Right now, all the guys in their garage that are listening to us are
so cool.
They just got really interested. Okay.
Hey, girls on the air show, so cool.
You're talking about poop.
But seriously, I mean, what a great service. because
everybody needs it.
Especially because those other ones,
there's no more
church weddings anymore.
Right now it's all outdoor ranch style weddings, and they all need something to accommodate their guests, and it's got to be clean and stylish.
Absolutely.
Well, and those outdoor weddings are really grateful because people would rather go behind a tree or in the bushes
instead of going to and they don't have hookups in those kind of venues, so with us you don't need it.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. This was really fun.
We'll put that information out there.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know how we're going to top that one.
Well, actually, when we come back, we are going to be talking to a hospice nurse.
Yes.
Which is a more serious topic than
usually you think of hospice. Porta potties. It is obviously a sad stage of life, but there are some benefits during the hospice care that you would be surprised you can get. Mm-hmm. So we have a nurse here, former client of mine, and so she's going to come in and tell us about that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Liz Selick with Girls on the Air, Real Women in Real Estate, and I would love to help you find your next home. My family has lived in Ventura for 50 years, and in that time, we've seen a lot of changes. But one thing that hasn't changed is my love of this area and serving people. Let's find your next home together. Call or text me at 805-302-3830. That's 302-3830.
Do you realize that when stress levels are high, reported happiness levels decrease? And then 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are from stress-related ailments. Learn about the next evolution of wellness at chakrastrength.com. C-H-A-K-R-A, strength. .com or 628-2686. That's 628-2686. We'll help you return to a relaxed, vibrant state and experience health in your body and mind.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithanI.com.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese. Nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a Bundt cake or a Bundtini, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free Bundt cake.
Welcome back, Ventura. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, and we're right here on KVTA 1590 AM. I'm Deborah Delaney.
I'm Liz Selick.
I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
And I'm Karen Campbell.
And in the house, we have my own favorite person in the world, Jessica, one of my favorite person in the world, Jessica Flanagan.
I thought I was your favorite person.
You are too. Everyone in here is. But on the mic right now, right? And she is going to talk to us. You are just a recently new, you're a new nurse, right? You just graduated nursing school.
A little bit ago.
Yay.
It's been a little while.
A little while, but now you're a nurse. You're a former veteran, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, give us your background a little bit.
Okay, well, I was in the Navy for 8 years in law enforcement, but...
She was a cop.
That's right. But I always wanted to be a nurse. So finally, you know, I bit the bullet and I did it. And I finished nursing school. And
she's got a baby. I mean, how old is your daughter?
She's 4 and a half now.
So she did that with her daughter. And how fast did you do it? I'm bragging.
3 years.
She's great.
Yeah, 3 years.
Good for you.
Got my bachelor's degree in nursing and my public health nurse certification through the state. And now I work for Trust Hospice. And I actually brought in with me our director of marketing, Mike Michelle, over here. And he's going to kind of help me go over a little bit about what hospice is.
Yes.
It's really misunderstood benefit through Medicare. And we, in our line of work, we just see so many people that kind of came onto hospice much later than they needed to and did not get a chance to kind of reap all of the benefits that this Medicare benefit can provide.
I have a question. Is hospice always the end? I have heard some cases where you go into hospice, but then you get taken off of hospice.
You can. Hospice is meant for that end of life.
Right. I mean, obviously, you're not going to just get
term, in, but right. But we do graduate people off. So sometimes they improve. And you're looking at certain metrics that we measure by that qualify them. And when they're no longer qualifying, we discharge them off happily. Discharge them off. They may go back to home health, be able to go back home. Sometimes they'll improve enough to where you're no longer meeting the criteria.
What is the criteria?
The criteria is quite vast, actually.
I'll in let a nutshell, Jessica, you could say, you know, sure. It's the end of life, obviously.
So typically what happens is a patient will be diagnosed with a terminal illness, a terminal life-limiting condition really is the terminology, with a prognosis or life expectancy of 6 months or less if the disease runs its normal course. Because we all know that everybody's different, you know, things happen, people have comorbidities, things like that. But not only that, you know, if you have frequent hospitalizations, progressive weight loss, change in cognitive and functional disabilities, you know, difficulty swallowing, eating, things yeah. like that, there's a bunch of stuff that could qualify you for hospice.
And what does it entail when you go into hospice? What are the benefits?
Sure. So really the primary focus of hospice care is to be kind of a partner to the client and the client's primary caregiver. So we provide additional support. You know, we have home health aides that come twice a week and help with bathing and feeding and changing linens. The nurses come twice a week and they'll do vital signs and make sure that your medication is you know, being effective, that your pain is being managed. Pain control is really one of the most kind of important things that we do is
to be comfortable.
To be comfortable because
palliative portion
right.
of the care, palliative portion. And if you really look over all the services, let me just give you a quick synopsis of the type of services that are provided. Evaluation, consultation. So a lot of times families are struggling with where their loved one is, and they want to know whether they qualify for this additional care that's primarily covered by Medicare and also Medi-Cal, but depending on what their insurance is. We provide the hospice evaluation consultations, the physician services. You're going to have a doctor that's overseeing. We have medical directors of the company. Nursing visits, home health aides, spiritual counseling. We also have volunteer support. All medications and diagnosis-related meds and medical equipment are all provided. This is all covered through Medicare at no cost to the family.
For how long?
For as long as they last. So they either discharge off or until they expire.
Right? Is the doctor determine it? Or
there's
is
recertification
there like
periods. Okay. So you have 90 days, recertify. 90 days, recertify. Then it's 60 days in perpetuity.
Do you find that people wait too long to bring somebody
sure.
like you in?
Why do you think they do that, too? They probably don't want to face it? Or you know,
because hospice is a scary word
yes. mm-hmm.
to begin with. And it's not very well understood. Even physicians out there, you know, they don't quite understand what hospice is and the overall kind of mission of hospice. And hospice has been around officially since 86.
I believe so.
1986, it became a Medicare benefit. So, I mean, it's been around for a while, but people just don't understand it or they're afraid
yeah,
of it.
Because it kind of sounds like you just said like every 90-day recertification. And to me, I'm thinking like when hospice gets called in,
yeah.
they're like only got a few
no.
more days.
No.
But it sounds like you are there to help for possibly
right.
months.
Or whatever happens.
Several months.
Right. That's right. We so if a client, you know.
And, I think and the cost of it is scary, too, to a lot of people. Well, they don't realize.
So if you qualify for Medicare, then it's all paid for. You need a hospital bed brought to your home. That is one of the biggest misconceptions is hospice care. the primary goal of hospice care is so that people are not being stuck in a hospital. They can go home and be comfortable.
If they want to. If they want to go to the hospital, they can. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the primary goal of hospice is you've decided that you don't want to go to the hospital anymore.
Okay.
And so our goal is to bring everything to you. So you want a hospital bed, so you can sit up in bed. Mm-hmm. You get a hospital bed. Mm-hmm. Oxygen, we'll bring you an oxygen tank.
Medicine,
we bring you. The nurses come to your home. The chaplain comes to your home. A social worker visit. And the social worker is really important because there are so many programs out there that people don't even know that they qualify for. Mm-hmm. So the social worker will come out and help with advanced directive, living will. Say that the family is running out of money to provide caregivers above and beyond, like daily visits. We had a situation recently where our social worker was able to help this family put their house into an irrevocable trust so that then they could qualify for Medi-Cal. And because they were then able to qualify for Medi-Cal, their house was safe. Their house wasn't going to get taken away, or they didn't have to, have someone put a lien on their house. And then they were able to qualify for free services like caregiving.
Wow. So do you have to be immobile to be having hospice?
No.
You know, we have a lot of dementia and Alzheimer's patients. So when you think about the connections that they're struggling with for functionality, they're still able to be mobile, but they may have difficulty in swallowing. They may not be able to connect the dots to do a lot of functions, but physically they're able to walk.
So that could go on for several years.
Well, we have... When you think about it, hospice is there for that sort of initial six-month period is how it was originally constructed. But as medicines have improved and the caregiving has improved, we have residents that become patients and could be with us a year and 2 months. And we have those that we've taken home from the hospital because the family wants them home and they're with us a day. Sometimes they're with us on the travel home and they leave us. Mm-hmm. So you just really never know.
Yeah.
But that initial diagnosis is to determine if the disease were to run its course in a normal fashion. Mm-hmm. You've got about a 6 month gauge on it.
So Jessica, what is this like doing what you do now? I mean, it's so different than what you used to do. And how does it feel when you help someone like that?
Sure. So oftentimes people find out, that I'm working in hospice now, and they're like, oh my God, that must be so hard. And I said, no, you know what? It's actually pretty fun because you get really connected. You have this connection with the family, with your client, and because you see them almost every day. You see them a couple times a week, so you really form a bond with them. Mm-hmm. And so there's joking and laughter and jokes about luxury porta potties and
yeah.
I mean it's fun, and then when the hard part comes, you are there to provide kind of that strength and support for them.
It would take a really special kind of person to go through that with family members.
Sure.
I mean, a very special kind of person.
Really. You're making me blush over here.
But, yeah. But I know you, and so I'm not surprised that you're able to handle that.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, that makes me kind of teary. Really, it's very emotional.
It's
so,
since I've
been specialized, deeply compassionate care that involves people can be in medicine, but to come into hospice care, it's a very limited barrier. Type of care, and it really does involve deep compassion for those families, and you're there to make a difference in their life. So our group, our team of nurses, every resident, a lot of assisted living communities will get a call, and they have a patient that's transitioning from being able to manage their own care to needing, or they've had an event that happens, they've gone to the hospital three or four times in the last year. And now they qualify for hospice care. So now our team comes on board. We do in-service with the staff there at the facility. We'll meet with their nurses and director of care services to make sure Everyone has a binder. There's a care plan put together. Every 2 weeks, our team meets together face-to-face with the doctor that's overseeing this, and we tweak that care plan. Sometimes we have to change the meds. Sometimes we have to change what we're doing. But our whole goal here is to provide pressure relief for the family and the highest quality of care, compassionate care that we can for their patient and loved one.
Now, what are you holding? It's not a box of cookies. So, put it away.
Well, no, this is just kind of something that we wanted to give to you. Just something that we have. It's a little coffee mug with our little logo. Because I haven't been doing this. I think I've been with Trust Hospice since October, so a little while. But I will say that comparing our company with others, that's a nice little coffee mug with our Trust Hospice logo. Nice. Caring Beyond Compassion is kind of our motto. But not all hospices are the same. Not all hospice companies are created equal. And two specific services that we provide that very few other hospices provide are
Jessica Flanagan.
We have a massage therapist that can come out. So if you've been laying in bed all day, you get stiff and sore.
Yeah.
So I can come out and evaluate and do an assessment and be like, you know what, this person could probably benefit from our massage therapist to come out.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we have aromatherapy that we can provide too. So which really the family really likes during that transitional phase, because it kind of helps, you know, with your
definitely,
you know, the stress level and things like that, and kind of allows people to kind of
makes it more pleasant, you know.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah,
I just want to ask one question really quickly before we go. Is there anything that would keep somebody from qualifying for Medicare?
Age, probably, right?
Well, age. If you're under 65, usually it's a cancer issue that they'll be able to receive the services.
Or it's a terminal, like something happens, you're in a major car accident, and then they'll say you're deemed disabled, you get Medicare.
There's three types of care. You've got home health services, you have palliative care, and then you have hospice care, and they kind of overlap in areas. So on the boundaries, there's an overlap where palliative is really dealing with pain medicine, really controlling pains. A lot of times with palliative care, they may be continuing to seek treatment, dialysis, chemotherapy, radiation, and so then you're trying to manage the pain that they're going through. We use part of that palliative care in our hospice care, where we're providing pain management as well. So a lot of times in their transitioning, they will be agitated. And those are the things that our nurses are trained and our caregivers are trained to look at and to know that they're going through some issues. And a lot of times it is pain management for them, especially towards the latter stages. So palliative care is a part of what we do. The hospice care in general, again, is about bringing our services to wherever that patient is. They're surrounded by a team that is going to be focused on them and really give the family relief.
That's great.
And another kind of misconception is that hospice care doesn't end when the patient dies. The Medicare benefit is up to a year after death. We provide
for the family.
That's right. So it's not just the patient it's not just the actual person that's affected that is our client. It's that whole family unit.
They actually go to a better place.
Right. So it's the whole family unit that is our patient and that we set up shop to support. So even up to a year after, we provide, you know, counseling and bereavement services and just check in with you to make sure you're doing okay.
What's this been like for you?
I mean, I've learned a lot. I've learned an incredible amount. I've learned a lot about people. I've learned a lot about, you know, the process. I've learned a lot about Medicare and social work in general. Things that I didn't know about, you know, irrevocable trusts.
Very
and how your property and your assets could affect what kind of benefits you receive. Yeah. And then how to hold on to those benefits and still be able to receive those things.
That's
so
awesome.
It's really important.
So, go ahead.
So I just wanted to kind of just say, you know, again, not all hospices are the same. Our nurses have Our nurses have probably combined over 100 years nursing experience. Margaret and Maria and Eleanor are incredible, and you'll see them twice a week. I come every 2 weeks to kind of check in and do an assessment and make sure everybody's, make sure, you're stable, and if you're not stable, come in and help stabilize you, the client, the patient. But it's just been a lot of fun, and I've really gotten to meet some really incredible people that. And their families are incredible. We got invited to a funeral. One of our clients, passed, and the family really wanted us to attend the services.
Yeah, they're an important part of families.
Yeah,
Now, how can people find you guys?
So you can call 805-499-8215. We also have a website, trusthospice.net.
So when you're going to get benefits, can someone ask for you guys to take care of your hospice care? I mean, if I, qualify for hospice, can I say I want Trust Hospice?
Yes, it's actually best that you say. Okay. I prefer Trust Hospice, especially if there's, if you're in the hospital or or.
So that's good to know. We'll put you all over our website.
Yeah. So it's been really great. I've met a lot of great people, and I get to go to sleep at night knowing that I've really made a difference and positively affected someone's life, even if it just means that they're not hurting anymore. Right. They're not in pain. They're comfortable. I left them comfortable that day.
That's great. Well, thank you both, Jessica and Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Great information.
Someone who has their own hospice experience is our own Sarah Barrett Lepore. I don't know if you guys knew this, but she worked with organ donors, right? Or how did that work?
Well, back in Boulder, Colorado, I worked at Boulder County Hospice Reserves, and I also did pet loss support groups. That was well before the organ and tissue donation phase of my life, but that experience was, I'd love to volunteer again. I got their information just to see if I could help a few hours a week, and it's always a good feeling, and you meet such wonderful people, and the stories that, these patients tell, I think it's important to give them space to speak and tell stories and document their life story.
Transition here. Tell us your story. We're going to take a quick break and come back. What are you talking to us about this week?
Well, we're going to talk about tears, ironically.
As I'm sitting here crying, yeah.
I know, right? But we cried from laughter earlier. So there's all kinds of good stuff that happens with your tears.
So we're going to talk about tears when we come back. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and tech solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com, 805-232-3422.
I'm Deborah Delaney from Girls on the Air, and I was a television actress for many years before becoming a top-producing realtor in our beautiful communities of Ventura, Channel Islands, and Santa Barbara. My clients' wants are my number one priority, and I would love to help you with all your real estate needs. Call me today at 805-856-9315. That's 805-856-9315. I look forward to hearing from you.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-218. 8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us toll-free 855-486-7852 or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA, CSMC Mortgage License, NMLS ID 0202-1660, California Bureau of Real Estate 1570216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Stand a little taller. Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are real women in real estate. AM 1590 KVTA. I'm Tracy Baldwin-Mahone.
I'm Deborah Delaney. I'm Sarah Barrett-Lepore.
And we've had an interesting show. And Rana's here. We've had an interesting show from poop to hospice, right? A little bit of real estate in there. Just a little bit,
it's
right?
It's been a very glamorous show today.
Very glamorous. Now that we're bawling, just, I mean, I guess tears of happiness. I'm watching Jessica so happy, you know, in her new role as a nurse. And anyway, so we're talking about tears with our own Sarah Barrett-Lepore from Chakra Strength. So tell us about these tears.
Well, I just feel like it's something probably up in our community lately. You know, there's a lot of reasons to feel this grief that's going on. It's not going away. We can't brush it under the rug. You know, we've got to face it and keep moving forward. But part of that involves crying, you know, unfortunately. But fortunately, you know, it's okay to cry. That just reminds me of a kid show growing up. What's that show? Anyway, there are a few different kinds of tears. Some just keep your eyes moist, you know, for your daily, you know, irritants and keeping those at bay. And then another one are reflex tears that do actually get rid of the smoke or onions, you know, those onion tears that we have. Those are reflexive to the chemical in the onion. And then there's emotional tears. So it's interesting, the psychology of it, where people actually will elicit compassion, right? When you cry, it gets people to pay more attention to you. You know, really, you're going to.
It is like, why do we cry?
Elicits support, you know, from people.
Fail-safe mechanism for our body.
It is, and you're not. And somebody in your environment is not going to hurt you. They're going to feel too guilty if they see you crying. They're not going to hurt somebody crying, you
Unless
know.
They're psychopaths.
So there could be a tool. People might use it as a tool, but there's also some interesting things. Difference in gender and how tears are.
We were just saying we know the men who could cry.
No, men well, should be able. They yeah, should. I you mean, should tell cry. Your little boys it's okay to cry. Yeah.
There's a few. I do think that with boys especially, because we don't want to block that. You know, that heart sense so young. But I know my brothers are like, oh, we don't cry. And they raised their my nephews
other,
like that. And it's like, you guys,
you know,
they're other you're allowed to cry.
Other cultures, it's okay. It's over here in our American culture. Because, I mean, the Italian men, they cry, you know. The French men, they cry, you know. It's
yeah, like very that. In touch with their hearts and these romantic cultures. Yeah. Our culture is not so romantic.
No.
Yeah.
We
try.
Yeah.
Right. But, well, stoic. Women cry 5.3 times per month, where a man will cry 1.4 times.
They do cry a month.
It's, well, on average. And this is one study, so who knows? Yeah, but that's the trend. And then the average crying session lasts 6 minutes for a woman and 2 to 4 minutes for a man. So the same research found that crying turns into sobbing in 65% of cases for women and just 6% for a man.
Do you ever feel like once you start, like if I go see a movie and I start crying, well, Liz knows this, I cannot stop. And like, remember the movie? She's like, go out of the theater, Tracy. It wasn't even sad anymore. But then I just start, I get to a point where I just like, I don't know.
There are certain personality
come
types.
See me at my therapy workshop.
No, right. You can come and visit me. We'll work through that. But no. The
it's
research shows that it's personality types,
and
characteristics.
Too.
Yeah.
And hormone. There's
and
so many.
Too.
Yep. And the actual tear ducts on a woman is they're bigger than on a man. So we will actually or no, sorry. The man's tear ducts are larger. So it takes a long time for their tears to run down their faces.
Oh.
Where our tear ducts are smaller, so it runs down your face quicker. And that probably will elicit more of a response.
Okay.
Something interesting I also found out was the testosterone drops in a man when they see a woman crying. So that lowers sexual arousal. You're not going to, the man is not going to be aroused.
Feel bad or they feel sad?
It's the testosterone drops. It's that macho thing maybe, right,
so
Rana?
Don't cry
so
if you want to.
You definitely don't want to cry if you're
wanting to be romantic and intimate with your man.
Do other animals on the planet cry?
Crocodiles actually do cry.
Crocodile tears.
They don't, yes. They cry when they eat. And we don't know why. The research doesn't have a reason why, except for they have three. They think it's related to the fact they have three eyelids.
Who's this?
Crocodiles.
Crocodiles. Oh. That's actually in this study.
What if dogs cry? They whine, though. No tears come out, right?
I always think I see little tears.
Cry.
Yeah, I don't know about dogs, but I do know crocodiles cry.
Yeah, good to know.
But it also shows that you're more likely to report feeling better after you cry when you are around supportive people compared to when you hold your tears back. Mm-hmm. You know how we will hold our tears mm-hmm. back and not let it out?
Right.
If you're in a vulnerable place, not around supportive people, you're going to feel better if you just let it out, even if you're in a vulnerable place, because we're all human at the bottom line of all this, you know.
Okay, where can people find out more about you and Chakra Strength real quickly, because we got to talk about food.
Okay, yes, I understand. The website, chakrastrength.com, chakrastrength.com. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up. I'm also renting my studio out for anybody that wants to do their own project. So.
All right. See, so before working out, we want to go eat. So give us your real quick.
Okay. I went to the Oak at the Ojai Valley Inn. I give it 5 thumbs up right away. It's so wonderful. Bluegrass brunch buffet. Sundays from 9:30 to 2. And it's $55. I know that sounds like a lot. It's $15 for kids 12 and under. But you get a lot. And you're in this magnificent place with over 200-year-old oak trees, views of the golf course and the mountains.
But do they have a porta potty?
No, they have real toilets in the hotel.
Wow, look at the stuff they have.
Oh, my God. My husband went crazy because they have a whole seafood bar with Alaskan crab, jumbo shrimp, and an oyster. Plus, they have the omelet bar. Plus, they have everything else, the salads and everything. Go try it.
You won't be mistaken. Okay, have a good week, everyone. We'll see you next week.